question. I have been feeling some strange presence around me for over a year now. I feel a white light that seems to be there in front of my eyes constantly. I once played a music very loudly. I love music. And once when I played the music very loudly with a earphone, it caused a shock in my eardrums about a year ago. And since that time, I feel this presence always with me. I have tried some native Australian cure, the drinking some potions, and they cause me to become very emotional. I was crying for almost 6 hours, and after that, I felt a lot of emotional cleaning happening. But this presence, this light, this energy, far from going away, it started becoming stronger. And I don't feel threatened by it, but I'm inquisitive about it. Can you explain what the light is and what I should do about it? Answer: there are few people, relatively speaking, in the world who explore life beyond the physical level of reality. And if we are, for whatever way, because of whatever reason, if we are prompted to explore the higher dimensions of life, that is positive. So rather than feeling insecure or threatened by whatever is happening, you can see this as a prompter to adventures in exploring your consciousness. Understand this, we can look at the ancient yoga tradition that is coming down to us in the Bhagavad Gita, and it explains that our existence is at three levels: physical, mental, and spiritual. Just like a computer has a hardware, software, and the user of the computer. Similarly, we have the body is like the soft hardware, the mind is like the software, and the soul is the user. So people mostly live at the physical level of reality. A few who are fortunate move from the physical towards higher levels of reality. And such experiences where others don't see the white light, whereas we alone see the white light, they are clearly not experiences at the physical level. They are experiences at one of the higher levels of reality, mental or spiritual. Rather than trying to find out what is the cause of this specific phenomena, this specific experience, we will be better off trying to understand our inner world. Just like you came in this room to meet me. And suppose this room had been dark. Now you could, in the dark, groped around and trying to see whether anybody is sitting here, what is where. Maybe there's a chair here, a table here, electric power socket there. You could grope and you could look around and search the room. And even after that, you would not be able to see clearly what is in the room, and you may not know fully what all is there in the room. But instead, if we spend our energy not on looking for who is there in the room, but on finding the power switch and turning on the power switch, Then once the power is turned on, the light is on, then we can see everything that is inside the room properly. Like that, we need to illumine our inner territory. And spiritual sound, the sound of the names of God, is the best illuminer of our inner territory. You like music, and that is very good. And you may have yourself experienced many times how music has the capacity to transform our emotions. So music is a prominent mediator or link between the physical and the mental realms of reality. If you are exposed to some music, we experience certain emotions, some other music and some other emotions, and appropriate responses based on what we are seeing in the world. So, just as music can shift between the physical and the mental level of reality, spiritual music can shift not just between the physical and mental, but physical and mental, as well as physical and beyond mental to the spiritual level of reality also. So, as our consciousness rises, we start perceiving higher realities. We start, our inner vision awakens. Our consciousness is currently in a latent stage. We can perceive some things and we can't perceive certain things. But if we practice bhakti diligently, we start perceiving more and more things clearly. So bhakti yoga is yoga centered on spiritual sound for elevating our consciousness. Just as if we sit in an elevator or stand in the elevator, automatically we get raised without our needing to do anything. So since you like music, you can take a musical sacred chant, the singing of the sacred chant, the Hare Krishna mantra, in the form of a in the form of music. There are many tunes available. Your friend here in Melbourne will help you find a tune that you like, and you can every day sit and meditate on it. Yeah, this you have tried, say, silent meditation. Yes, silent meditation is difficult. It doesn't work so easily. This is a much easier and much more effective form of meditation. This is sound-aided meditation, music-induced meditation. So, you sit in a peaceful place and hear the music. And along with that, try to sing the music yourself. And over a period of time, you can compose your own tune if you want, or you can use the specific mix of instruments that you like, and you can create a absorbing musical repertoire for yourself centered on the sacred sound. And this will elevate your consciousness and will enable you to light your inner territory. Once the inner territory is lit, then you can understand what is what. What is this particular feeling, where it is coming from, and what you need to do about it. Actually, among these three questions, what this particular presence or energy is, where it is coming from, and what you need to do about it. The third is most important in terms of practical effect. It's like when we get a disease, we may want to know, when did I get this disease? How did I get infected? And sometimes it's possible to find out, okay, maybe when I was there, I was bit mosquito, that's how I got malaria. But in other cases, it may not be so easy to find out what caused a particular thing. So, when we are sick and we want to take treatment, our focus is not on precisely determining when I got the disease. Our focus is usually on precisely determining what needs to be done to cure the disease. So like that, even if you are able to find out the cause, yeah. Yes, we may use hypnotic regression sometimes to look into our mind and find out the past. But we should focus not so much on the past as much on the future, as on the future. Because even if we learn the cause of something in the past, hypnotic regression, one problem is that it is very during hypnosis, we are very suggestible. And which of the things that we see during hypnosis, they are actually our recollections, and which of them are the hypnotist suggestions. This becomes difficult to determine. And, okay, yeah. You are also apprehensive about doing hypnotic regression. That is good. Yes, there is no need to open a Pandora's box by trying to dig into the past. Because even after you dig into the past, you will have to prepare for the future. So better focus on preparing for the future. And this meditation, if you do daily for 15 days, even if you do it for 3 or 4 weeks, you will find much more inner clarity by which you will be able to understand what needs to be done and how to deal with this presence which you are feeling. And if you would like to read something to understand, then please read about the three levels of reality, the physical, mental and spiritual. And take things forward from there. This reality is talked about in several books. If you want to understand more in terms of experiences, yeah, if you're experiencing a lot of synchronicity in your life, then reading books about experiences is also nice. That will help you in moving onwards towards understanding your experiences, and then thereby feeling more inspired to raise your consciousness to a level where you can earn steadily and you can deal with this problem calmly. Yes, right now this presence is not interfering with your earning capacity, but as you are concerned, it may. So rather than worrying about earning capacity, you can focus on your growing potentiality. See this problem as a opportunity to explore the frontiers of consciousness that you may otherwise never have explored. So doing sound-induced meditation daily and studying books that talk about life's higher dimension, especially you can read the book Human Devolution by Dr. Michael Cremo. And in your workplace, if you start feeling this problem, then you could have a small Bluetooth earphone which you put in your ears, and then you have in your phone some sweet music or tune going on, and that music you can hear while you're doing your physical or non-intellectual work. As long as it isn't distracting from people's business, then you can do. If you're able to do your job, people usually won't interfere with what else you're doing. You can keep the sound very soft. You can use music which is very sound and soothing and very soft and soothing and sweet. No, you can give her something like Shayan Darshan, Kirtans. Okay, and I'm sure that if you do these things, the inner light will illumine your internal territory, and then you will know how to move forwards and what to do. All the best. Thank you.